Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with National Irish Bank. The bank that brought Danske Bank's international expertise to Ireland is now bringing the Danske Bank name.
The country's rail network is not likely to get any more money. This seems to be the message from the Minister for Transport, Leo Varadkar, after the launch of a new plan by the National Transport Authority for the Greater Dublin Area. Minister for Transport, Leo Varadkar, said there's no justification for additional funding for the railways. He was speaking on RTÉ's News at 1. He said the public was not getting good value for money from Ireland's railways at the moment.
Look, I'm a romantic. I love the railways. You know, I had a train set as a kid. I like taking the train into work in the morning. I did it this week, in fact. And, you know, I love the romance of steam engines pulling into train stations, but I have to be realistic too.
Have you ever been on the train to Sligo? There's not a lot of romance on it, Minister, to be honest.
On occasions there aren't. I actually have been on that train, yeah. But you know, I have to be realist, and I have to make the best decision for taxpayers and for passengers. And we can't keep pumping money into the least efficient aspect of our public transport system, which is the railways.
Realism topping romance there with Leo Varadkar. Joining us, Gerry Murphy, the Chief Executive of the National Transport Authority. The only part, Gerry Murphy, of the integrated implementation plan that mentions heavy rail talks. It talks about re-signalling and the reopening of the Phoenix Park tunnel. So does that all back up what Leo Varadkar was saying there? Irish Rail gets 50% of all the money. It carries only 15% of the passengers. So that's it. There's no more money.
Well, I think, Mary, there are two separate things, actually. They may coincide that we launched our implementation plan on the same day that the Minister set out some of his views on the railways. The fact is, our implementation plan is simply for the four Dublin local authorities, the Kildare, Meath and Wicklow. In that plan, we actually are going to invest nearly $140 million into rail. And each year, we are subsidising rail services by $118 million. So there is significant money going into rail, and it is planned to go into the rail for the Greater Dublin Area in the next few years. And the Minister was, I suppose, raising more generally the value for money in times of constraint, how we can best deliver services to the public, looking at our rail and our bus networks.
Let me put it another way. Position, though, Gerry Murphy, as the Minister set it out, that you would agree with?
I think that there's a lot of work to be done on how we can make our railway more efficient. A lot of work to be done on identifying the real needs that it can serve across our society. We know for certain that the railways serve urban areas very well. You've got the concentrated population, and railways do that job very well. What we need to look at then is how we can make it as efficient as possible in serving the more dispersed areas and in serving the intercity. So there's work yet to be done on looking at the cost base and looking at the service provision. So I'm not going to comment on before all that work is done, but it's a point well raised by the Minister, people need to work through the options.
The planned total spend over the next 5 years is $900 million, is that correct?
That's correct, yes. Okay. And that's on the capital investment side. Separately, of course, each year we subsidise services throughout the state.
So where will this spend be? Is it mostly on buses? Is it mostly on the bus rapid transport schemes? And where else?
Well, probably the biggest single project that is going to consume money up to 2018 is Lewis Cross City, and that'll be funded out of this programme. So light rail will get about $285 million. But actually, we've been able to keep very significant investment for bus, about over $200 million in bus fleet, bus priority measures. And heavy rail, as I mentioned, getting $140 million. And then another $250 million going into all those walking, cycling, traffic management initiatives, bus priority integration initiatives that address kind of smaller scale projects throughout the region. Out of that, we'll fund greater functionality in the LEAP, and we will improve accessibility for people who have accessibility needs on the public transport system. So it's distributed, with probably the biggest project being the Lewis Cross City, which is a very heavy take on the capital investment programme.
Now, you had a consultation process, we spoke about it on the programme, in relation to bus rapid transport schemes and three new routes. Is that consultation process now closed?
The date for submissions is closed. What we're going through is analysing the submissions. We've received about 1,000 submissions varying from people having just general views on transport to specific views on the corridors and specific views of how the bus lanes will operate and what the service will be like. What we want to do now is distill all those views and present a short summary report on how it is going to guide us moving forward now as we move into detailed design. So in the near future, next 2 months, we should have a document out showing what emerged from that consultation.
What sort of a response did you get?
Well, we got a very strong response, in fact. To the bus rapid transit consultation, we got 1,000 submissions, while for the integrated implementation plan, which went on public consultation, we only got 90 submissions. I suppose that reflects the fact that it's a very specific project. It seemed to capture the imagination. People had views on it. A lot of people would like to see their bus system go ahead and get these high speed corridors developed, and then other people had concerns at how it would affect the routes that are currently working along those corridors. So, I mean, it did elicit a very strong response.
Where are the gaps? What gaps have you highlighted in Dublin's public transport scheme that are still there and that need to be plugged?
Well, I suppose in terms of bus movements, we still, while there has been a huge development of bus priority in the city, and it's reflecting the fact of a very strong bus share of people commuting into the city centre, there's a lot of areas that still need priority improvement on the corridors coming in. And also we need to keep refreshing the fleet. We need to keep the fleet at an average age of 7 years. We need to keep investing in the fleet and in features like onboard announcements, Wi-Fi, and bus stops and bus shelters. We feel strongly there are over 5,000 bus stops in the kind of region that we need to present those a lot better for the public. I mean, people have with smartphone apps and are getting a lot of services through that, and we've been able to invest in the technology. But I think just that kind of infrastructure provision outweighing the side of the road, we want to improve that greatly.
You talk as well of more integration, more simplification of the fare system. What remains to be done?
Well, on the Dublin bus side, anybody who uses buses in the city knows that there's these kind of staged fares. However, the problem is that sometimes it's hard to understand what fare applies to you. What we want to do and work with Dublin Bus is try and simplify these fares, limit the number of fares, that options that are there, and also then make it easier for people using the Leap card, really try and move to just a single touch-on fare for Leap card. Now, that'll take a number of years. So the bus, we think, is an area that we can make it really simpler for people to hop on buses and know their fare. On the rail side, rail fares are quite complicated, and we need to introduce, I think, some fairer distance pricing on the rail fares. There are anomalies, depending which side of the city you're coming from, and it'll take a number of years to iron those out. So in the end, a consumer really should be able to get on a public transport service and use their Leap card and be confident that they're going to get the best value for money tagging on, and that the kind of system will do the work for it. And that's where we want to get to gradually over.
I know that is the one comment that everyone would agree with, but people are very frustrated at the slow pace of change. We waited so long for a Leap card. Why does it take so long to put all of these measures in place?
Well, I won't argue that we're that all the time that we're timely in delivering projects, but I would say that sometimes people's expectations or people's perceptions aren't fully correct. We know that the Oyster system in London, has delivered a fabulous system, one of the best in the world, but it took quite a number of years for the Oyster system to be delivered, and they actually only kept adding functions to it over time. We since the National Transport Authority came into being in 2009, we delivered the Leap card system within 2 years. And since then, we've been adding on more and more onto that Leap card, and we're moving more and more products onto it. And just this month, we're going to launch where you can set up a direct debit arrangement on your Leap card. So, yes, we want to move quickly. And sometimes it isn't as slow as people imagine. And other cities often struggle with the same issues that we struggle with in Ireland, and they take their own time to deliver them.
All right, for now, thank you very much for joining us. We'll take a break.